All righty. It's Wednesday, and it's Big Daddy Radio Hour time. And we're back on ESPN, 1700 AM. We're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Big Daddy Radio. And you can contact us by going to brian@bigdaddyradio.com or just go to the bigdaddyradio.com website. There's like a contact us button, and you can send us an email. But today is going to be a very exciting day because we have a friend of the show, a new friend, Marisol Patton, who is a real housewife in Miami, that's going to be calling us in a few minutes. She's taking time out of her busy schedule today to contact us. And I know that a lot of you are tuning in and excited, and we're very excited because we love Marisol. So she's going to be calling the show here in a few minutes. Also today, we have Lindsay Chidichisian with
Hi.
Me. I'm so glad you're back, sister.
Me too.
So glad.
I missed you guys.
I know. We missed you. I'm
Definitely.
A pop culture girl. And I've got Wes Shaw, my partner and loan officer extraordinaire and all that good stuff. So I think Marisol is actually ready to join us. You guys are going to be
I'm
so
here.
Excited. There she is. There
Woo!
She is. I
Marisol.
Love that
Hi, Marisol.
Guys, what's happening?
Well, we're so excited that you're such a sweetheart to call into the show. That Twitter has been a buzz and Facebook has been a buzz. And I feel like a dinosaur. I do. I total dinosaur when it comes to that stuff. Marisol, you're good for that stuff. You're good for Twitter.
I'm good for what?
You're good for Twitter.
For social media.
Yeah.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, you're good. Are you kidding? I feel like a dinosaur. I'm like, oh my God, come on.
I don't even have a Twitter. I'm a dinosaur.
Brian's like, what does RT mean?
I mean, like if she's retweeting. She's retweeting. Oh my God.
Round trip.
There you go. I like that. Round trip. Talk about
first class.
First class, baby. That's the way to go. So Marisol Patton, who is this absolutely stunning, just wonderful.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Go on.
I know, seriously. She really is just a very, you're really sexy.
I'm calling in every morning.
Come on, sister. Call in. Hey, girl. It's your birthday. Call in now.
I want a pep talk every day before
All right.
I hit the street and make my cash.
There you go, mama, because you don't need a pep talk because you are one sexy, sexy. And you're one I've always been since that Miami Housewives debuted. You're always my favorite.
Absolutely.
You and your mama. Yeah, sister. Why do you think I called? Are you kidding?
Know, everybody loved mama, and so I guess it kind of like I went along.
No.
I was part of the mama team. You know, guilt by association. Now I have big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
but she left me.
Oh, well, we're sending out all positive energy for that. And I know
Absolutely.
We wanted to stay on a high note because we love your mom and all that she's brought to the show. But you stand on your own, sister. And that reunion dress that you just wore, you have some sexy legs.
Smoking.
Oh, it was amazing.
Smoking hot, mama. I mean, who made that dress? That was you looked really hot. That even if you were PMSing, you couldn't tell. Because you were fun.
Oh,
you,
God. You were... I can't believe they did that little clip.
I just caught it. Go ahead.
I was literally walking around telling anyone that would hear me, I have PMS. I feel terrible. I know I'm going to cry when I get out there. I hope they don't do a montage to my mother because I'm totally going to lose it. Oh, my God, I have the worst PMS. Don't make me cry. Oh, my God. And then just telling people that, I'd start crying.
Oh,
and then leave it to the editors to cut that in.
Totally leave it to the editors. But you just, you're stunning. I mean, the other girl.
Thank you. My client made that dress, Monica Osejo.
Wow.
She's here from Mexico, and I love collaborating with her. She designs beautiful pieces, and sometimes I say, can you make this? And then we tweak it as we go along, and voila. Reunion dress.
Oh, honey, those legs were a tall drink of water. I mean, Lindsay, did she not look sexy?
Oh, my gosh.
You
Marisol,
can have a girl
you're
crush.
Gorgeous.
Yes, you
Thank
can have
you.
A girl crush.
Oh, thanks, guys. My mom always tells me I have chicken legs.
No, they're beautiful and
you
tan
do.
No way.
And just long, and you're just sexy. You're my favorite.
Go on.
I know. I can't stop. I love it. It's like the night, like when you're a little kid and you're going to go to Disneyland. It's like, oh, Marisol's calling the show tomorrow. Yay.
I can attest to that.
So nice. So sweet.
Okay, so Wes is here, my partner.
Hi, Wes.
Hi, Marisol.
So he can attest to
Disney night last night.
Right. And since Friday,
so
I'm just
excited.
Like, yeah, Marisol. He's like, yes, I get it. She's calling Wednesday. But has she not always been my favorite?
Yes, she has.
Okay, I want validation from someone, darn it, that she is my favorite, period. Thanks, end of story.
Thank you.
Some of those other icky ones on there, like that Joanna thing, she's so nasty. I can say it, so you know, that's okay. You don't have to worry, huh? And that Leah with that laugh, I'm going to just want to slap somebody. My God, how irritating.
Well, it certainly is an interesting group.
That
brings something very different to the table.
How diplomatically put.
I was nominated class clown.
Well, that's interesting. And I was nominated biggest mouse.
And I was biggest flirt. Huh.
Wow, there we go. We've got a little fraternity going here.
It's the trifecta.
There is a trifecta. I know. Okay, I love it. So class clown, there you go. But you have a very successful PR.
No, I was nominated class clown by the producers, not by my.
We're talking about. Wow, that was hilarious. Well, you bring some fun to the show. They need that fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm always like that. I'm just goofy like that. Obviously, not in meetings with my clients. You know, once I get to know them, I loosen up. But
right.
Yeah. I'm always ready for. I'd rather laugh and clown around and be fighting, that's for sure.
Oh, damn.
Amen.
It's like, isn't there enough drama in the world anyways? Like, I could tell you a story, probably when I talk to you later off the air. Remind me, I want to tell you a good drama story. But it's just one of those things. It's like it doesn't end with people. You know, it's always something. And it's just like, what? Get off and be happy and have some cockies and cookies and whatever you're going to do. cockies and cookies. You had it right, sister. Although last week I was saying I had the worst hangover from Patron. Oh, my God.
You overdid it. You tipped too many cockies back.
Too many cockies.
That word has become like a national phenomenon. I can't tell you how many people tweet me.
That's hilarious.
Or on Fridays, and they're like, it's cockies time. It's my favorite word. It's the word of the year.
You got to trademark that, girl.
You should. Because, like, all the people down here that are talking about it, they're like, ask her about cocky time.
Yes.
It's like, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's called time to get down and have some drinks. You know, I have a question for you about the show.
Sure.
How does filming happen? Is it supposed to be, is it on twice, once a year? Like, what's the filming on that? How does that roll? Like,
I've been on since the beginning.
So you've been on all three of them, right?
And every year they come around the same time, late February. This year was early March. We filmed 3-4 months. They edit, and then we're on in the fall. We're usually on August or September.
So that's a standing. Is it going to be on? Is it renewed for a fourth? Do you know?
I don't know. We don't know anything yet. They never tell us until February or January. January, February, they usually, like, send a pickup letter, and then they get here, like I said, February, March, and we start filming.
And so then
we never know until January, February.
And then they've got this rotation going now with all the franchises. So, like, you guys are on in the fall, and then after you comes, like, Atlanta or whoever. I don't know. It's just I watch them all. Like,
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and that Beverly Hills is going on right now. You were on concurrently with, it was Miami and
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, yeah. They're all right. They're not as fun.
They're violent. They're more violent.
I got some friends on that show. I love my Jersey peeps.
Yeah, no. They need to just mix it up a little bit. Tell who's your favorite on Jersey?
One friend is Melissa and Joe. I like them.
They
always come to Miami, and you know, when they're here, we try to get together. And usually we get together, and it's like an all night cockies all the way.
That would be fun.
She's so easy, and he loves to laugh. They're the funnest to hang out with. They're a lot of fun. And the Atlanta girls still love them. They're like my faves.
They are hilarious. You have to admit. Yeah. I mean, when those girls get fired up, those girls get fired up. But I'll tell you, Miami's right there, sister. You guys have got some heat in Miami. I mean, it was like, whoa. I miss Anna. I know. Are you guys still friends, you and Anna? Was that a bad question?
We haven't spoken in many, 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 many months.
Oh, I see.
Many months. Like 7 months.
That's too bad. They have.
Yeah. Those are the casualties of doing TV shows.
Right.
You know?
So did they, when with you being on the show, I know you have a high profile business in Miami. You're well known in Miami. But with you doing the show, did it change the dynamics with some of your friends? I mean, just in general.
Not with my friends' friends that I've had forever.
Right, right.
Alexia was my friend for a long time before the show, and we've managed to continue the relationship. But we're very open with each other. We discuss things. If there's an issue, which we really never have issues, we talk about it and clear the air, and we don't attack each other. We don't hurt each other. The show is not important like that to
right.
us. Friendship is more important. And all my old friends have been my friends forever. I could keep my friends forever, but, you know, once you mix friends and the show and it's kind of not, you know, so stable or you don't know someone that well, you know, things happen and people have animosity or things go the wrong way and people blame each other. And
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Right. I guess I better.
You just can't really ever expect to be 100% close with anyone you do a show with because you don't know how seriously people are gonna take it and how far they're gonna go, and so you have to know that it's more of a working relationship.
Yeah, take that drama and cut it out of your life.
I'm serious. You know the other thing.
But I do like a lot of the girls, and I have a nice time with them, and some of them are really great, and you know.
Definitely.
I think it's Alexia. Hard. Alexia is another one that's really pretty, and she seems
who?
Really. She seems really put. Alexia. She seems really well put together too, like you.
Yeah, she's really great. We're really good friends. We talk every day. We text every day. But we've been like that forever.
Right. Right.
Before the show.
But I like how you guys are such good friends that you're not going to let the show get in the way. That's very cool because I can see where the dynamics would.
It's not worth the friendship.
I agree.
Not
losing it. So, you know what we admire you about also because we're very much obviously a very gay friendly show, and so would be helpful since the host is, I guess. But the no hate campaign that you did, I love your photo for that.
Oh, thank you.
So
today is National Transgender Day.
It is.
I'm tweeting about it for GLAAD.
So I mean, you're out there. You're on the forefront, you're helping get the word out on stuff like that.
I mean, I do what I can a little bit here and there. I'm not on the forefront by any means or, like, you know, with my pom-poms out front, but I have my friends and I try to help different types of groups as much as I can, you know.
Well, that's
a little bit everywhere.
A little bit goes a long way.
There's so much with so many different groups, but I used to be extremely involved locally with all the local charities. I always have them benefit from different events that my company is doing, always. So I always ask the client to, you know, consider giving a donation or a percentage of sales of any events we do back to a certain local charity. But now that, you know, since I've been doing the show, I've tried to involve myself with more national charities so I can do more outside of Miami because I'm known outside of Miami
right. More
now.
You definitely have a platform. What do you think of, Lindsay, what are you thinking over there?
What do I think of what?
We have one of our co-hosts. It comes on, Lindsay.
My wheels are spinning. I was going to ask you. I've never been to Miami ever. And if I do go, where is the best place to go? My friends and I want to plan a trip and go out there.
Oh wow, there's so many great places. It depends on what you want to do and what your friends. What do you all like? You know, what are you into?
Restaurants, parties. You know.
You like? Do you want to go out clubbing?
She loves the nightlife.
I mean, what?
Depends on the age group. The
I'm 30, so we're 30. So we're a little calm, yet we still have a little fun.
You're not like me. They're not old and tired like me.
And me, but I whoop it up till 5 a.m. sometimes.
Oh, girl, go.
We all do.
Every once in a while, I get a wild hair, and I keep going and going and going and going. And then before I know it, I'm like, oh, my God, the sun's coming up.
We know that story. So tell us, though. You got the, like, big nightclubs.
There's a club here, like Bamboo Nightclub is really great. Zuma Restaurant is fantastic. There's a bunch of restaurants in Miami, Cielo, Semilla. I mean, I'll give you the list when you come here.
There you go.
Nice.
What you feel like doing.
There you go. Because Marisol's now a new friend of the show. So hopefully, you know, every once in a while we can have you call in and catch us up what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Because we just have a good connection. I think you're really amazing. I think you're doing yourself a little bit when you say, I know you're not on the forefront. That's not. I think you're more on the forefront than you might realize because you really impact a lot of people.
I try to help a little bit here and there.
Well, it goes a long way.
You're very humble.
Yeah, you are. You're very sweet.
No,
that's what I love about
you. I'm being 100% honest. I help a little bit here and there.
She put her foot down. Well, I know that you have a lot of followers because as soon as you were going to be on the show, we've had like a ton of emails, the tweets. So you've got enough.
Really?
Yes, yes. We got a lot of stuff
people
in
have
about
questions.
People had questions, but some of them were just, you know, how do you deal with the? Are you able to just tune out if there's anything negative when you're? Because it would be hard to.
Yeah,
I think
really hard.
Yeah, to be because no matter what, there's going to be those people, and we talk about this. That hide behind the internet, kind of hide mm-hmm. behind the bullying and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How are you able to, I mean, I see like somebody writes a comment like, stop waving your gay agenda. It's like, are you kidding me? I don't even talk about it hardly. What are you talking about? But it's one of those things.
Well, you know, at first it was very difficult because I wasn't used to it. And, you know, people, you know, they made fun of my mom and that hurt me.
Oh,
and
horrible.
Didn't want her to do the show because I was worried about that kind of thing. But the people in production were like, please, please, she's so great. You know, she showed up when I was filming one of, like, maybe my third scene the first season. And they're like, is that your mom? And I said, yeah, we love her. Can we film more with her?
Oh, yeah.
So before I knew it, she was in every scene with me. And then anytime I was talking or I had my own scenes, they all got cut out. It was mom was like TV gold.
She is.
She's
and
so
people
funny.
Eventually fell in love with her, but you still to this day people will ask, oh, what happened to her face? And, you know, that hurts me for her.
That's icky.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had and you know, I don't know. It doesn't really bother me when people say nasty things. I don't get that many nasty tweets.
No, you shouldn't.
Not compared to some of my other cast members. So I figure it's not that bad. And you kind of learn after a while. 50% of the people will agree with you and 50% will disagree. And I can live with that. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a good attitude.
A very good attitude.
I put myself out there and I'm okay with it.
I need to adopt that same thing. Because, like, if somebody would go on and write something nasty, like, they hear the show and they don't like something I said, I'm like, you know, I'm all, like, absorbed by the one person that's giving us some nasty comment. But I need to just move on and understand not everyone is going to agree.
That's why I come along behind you and say, knock it off.
Yeah,
move on.
He does.
Yeah, you know what? You're only as good as your last, whatever, appearance or episode or, you know, last topic you had. People will, like, you know, they get a little riled up for a few hours, and then next week you're nice or you're funny, and they're like, oh, I love you, and they forgot about what an idiot you looked like the week before, and, you know, and in 5 years from now, is any of it even going to really matter? That's what I always tell myself. I'm not going to get upset because in a year from now, I'm not even going to care anymore, so I'm not going to care now.
Oh, I like that.
Ross, you can't do these shows.
Go on, sister. Now you got it. We got it down. I like it.
And I liked how this season for your show, they showed more of like the behind the scenes because I have just got to think those reunion days have got to be brutal, right? And filming, like how long are you there? I know maybe you were only there part of the time, maybe this time, but.
Well, I was backstage the whole time.
No, she was watching. Yeah,
gotcha.
She was watching.
They tried to film me watching the show and commenting, but I couldn't think because I had PMS.
Right, right.
I get it.
I can't comment. I don't know. I can't think.
It's hilarious when I saw that. They totally edited that, and they played it like, I don't know. It was Friday night after we had talked. I had gone home, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn it on. I had it on. I was just laughing. But they totally did catch you good on, like, I'm PMSing. I don't know. I can't think. It was pretty good before you went out there. But that dress was to die for, and you're always really, really, really well put together. I just saw a photo of you on the beach in a yellow bathing suit. Talk about hot mama.
Oh, great bod.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
God. Yeah. Can I tell you guys, I've never exercised in my life. I can't
really?
Stand it.
Lucky
oh my
you.
God. Talk about, yeah, everybody's shaking their head and they just are so jealous.
I could look a lot better and I could also look a lot worse. So I thank baby Jesus for a few good jeans.
You got it.
Because it could be a lot worse.
You got some great jeans. But yeah, they had some good pictures of you on the beach last month there in your yellow bathing suit. So I was thinking, you know, stretch your stuff, sister.
I didn't see them, and I was really tipsy. I'd had a few vodka cockies, and I started dancing on the sand. And I didn't know they were there.
Oh, they got you.
My friend was I got back to my beach chair, and she's like, there's all sorts of cameras taking pictures of you dancing on the sand. I'm like, oh, no, my God, where are they?
You're good, though. You put everyone, I mean, you put the people to shame. They got you with your man, it looks like, too. But
that is a friend of mine.
There we go. We won't say it. Oh, he is a hunky dude there.
He's cute.
So anyways, but we're glad you called into the show. We know that your time is valuable. You know how much what we think about you. So I'm hoping now you and I will have a nice acquaintanceship going forward. And we'll be able to check in and see how things are going. And maybe you'll call back into the show in a couple months and, you know, let us know.
Anytime.
Because we just think you're a sweetheart and we just love you. And
you've done
really great things. And best wishes for both of your parents, both your dad and your mom. I've been through it. So
they'll definitely be in our prayers.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You definitely are. And when you look at those flowers, just think, you know who. All right, Maricel, we love you. Thank you for calling
into
the show.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take
care. Pleasure.
Okay, sweetie, take care. Thanks, Maricel. We're going to go to break, folks, and we'll be back. That was Maricel Patton with The Real Housewives of Miami. All right. You're on ESPN 1700 AM. Thought I would let Brittany do the introduction. You're on the Big Daddy Radio Hour here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock talking about all things. And that's my day job is real estate, but this radio show, we have a great time and we're here to not only entertain you, but really provide you with fun stuff. And we were really honored today to have Maricel Patton from The Real Housewives of Miami call into the show. How did you like that, Lindsay?
It was amazing. She's amazing.
I know. I love her.
I can't wait to go to Miami and have cockies with her.
Right? Okay. I mean, she's just a very grounded from, you know, the initial dealings that I've had. She's just such a very grounded, cool.
I know, it's interesting to see, like, when they edit the shows and they put everything together in their packages and stuff, how different people can be and how different they can come off when, like, you're actually talking to them in real life.
Right, and I think she stands her own. I mean, the mom, everybody loves the mom. The mom is a sweetheart. You know, and I just losing my mom this year, I understand just what she's going through. And she has both parents that aren't doing well right now. So my heart just goes out because it's the most traumatic thing to have to deal with, for anybody.
I lost my father 2 years ago in February, so it's hard.
It is.
I feel for losing a parent is not easy.
Dealing with like that sickness and the hospitals and all that, because I lost my mom in February this year, still traumatized by it. And I lost my dad, it's 11 years ago, and they actually died on the same day. I don't want to turn this into Downer show. Stop, put the brakes on. But I got, so I understand. But I mean, you know, she's still with her mom being, you know, infirmed right now, still upbeat and calling in. And we really, really appreciate that. And I, you know, what I like about her is she's real. Like, no, I'm not at the forefront, but I think sometimes doesn't realize there's a lot of people that watch that show. There's a lot of people that talk about it from the GLBT demographic. She certainly has a lot of fans there. She's done the No Hate campaign, and
it sounds like she turns like a negative into a positive on the show, which is
exactly
good.
Exactly.
They need that,
right? And you know, and then you have the ones that are always trying to—I don't know—like
stir
stand
the pot.
It. Yeah, like when you watch it, there's,
you could tell.
She's jealous. Oh, she's jealous. That's what I think.
So
I think that Leah's jealous of Maricel. To be honest,
absolutely.
Really, because Maricel has totally got this high-profile company in Miami. She's done a lot of great stuff there. She deals with, you know, high-profile clients. And, you know, Leah, obviously I don't know enough about her, so I don't want to make judgment, but she does her own thing. But she's been very nasty, from what I've seen, to Maricel. So it makes me want to be, like, defensive and
Team
be
Maricel.
A quarterback. Yeah, we're definitely. Are you kidding? So, new friend of the show, Maricel Patton from The Real Housewives of Miami. I hope they pick the show up. I'm assuming they will because it was, you know, I think it's gotten better every season compared to the first season.
Me too.
With the franchises. But this last season was really good. But the last two actually have been really good. But I'm glad Maricel has been on all of them because she's always my favorite to watch. I think that would be a big loss if she wasn't on the show. Because the other, Alexia, she's another one that I really like.
Yes.
And that was
she's
interesting.
Gorgeous.
She, isn't she?
Goodness. She is like the Barbie of Miami.
Yeah.
Literally.
She's like they call her the Cuban Barbie.
The Cuban Barbie, that's right.
And I like how, what I love about her is she'll totally put the people in their place, but she's very proper and very, I like her too. Her and Marisol, they're my favorites.
Yeah.
I just think that they're more, okay, so it's Real Housewives of Miami. So it's a Miami franchise. Those two are totally ingrained in Miami, have been there, long-term culture. I mean, so it's one of those things. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like us doing a program in San Diego.
I would be Housewives of San Diego because I'm born and raised.
There
right?
you go. There you go. Let's
You don't have
on.
To have a husband
we
either.
Need
I don't
to
have a husband.
That's it. We need $1 million listing. And yeah. I am available. So, you know, I talked to Marisol. Help. Get me on there. But so anyways, you got to wonder, though, we were talking about bullying in general. I don't know. There's some people, if you read on the net, which you can only give that so much credibility. What about you?
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I hate when I see really horrible things.
I follow most of the housewives on Instagram, and people write the nastiest things about them.
So
and then
why?
People
right,
fight.
Right, right. So
it's,
then why are they
it's
on
so
there?
It's so silly. And of course, I read all of them. Like, oh, my gosh, she said this.
Of course they do.
But it's terrible. That's why
see, now,
it
this
takes
is
a strong
a
person.
I think so. Totally.
Because I don't think I can handle.
Because, you know, especially when they do the cut. Oh, and I wanted to ask her, darn it, how when they do the narration scenes where they cut away and then so the other housewives aren't seeing that part during filming until the show is all put together. I was going to ask her when do they actually, I think they don't see it until the unveil, the actual season starts rolling. Yeah. I don't think they know what's being said when they're doing the narration part. Like the.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they're off by their cell. I wanted to ask her, darn it. Next time when she's on.
Well, I'm sure they want them to comment on it, so they're probably seeing like some version of it, you know, and then they comment on it.
Yeah, she just is. The other thing, too, is to be a successful woman in business, big props for that,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Because you want to have the people you can look up to, role models in business, both as a woman or any kind of. Now I'm going to say minority. I'm not saying women are a minority. Don't email me and tell me how horrible I am. I'm not a misogynist. If anything, I'm very pro woman in the workplace. And the show is very pro. But, you know, demographically speaking, there's still the old boys network, I would suppose. You're working in escrow. I'm working in real estate. And you still see some of that stuff that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Being out in the field, marketing, you know.
You got to see it. I mean, and you, seriously now, from going out in the field, marketing, you could have so many cutthroat. And same thing in real estate.
Yes.
I mean, someone will stab you in the back so fast
Absolutely.
Your head will twirl.
Trust no one.
Right. Like, get the facts for yourself.
Yes.
Honestly, like, if you're going to work with somebody, it's like, get the facts for yourself.
Yeah.
I really take referrals very seriously. That's like kind of the heart, bread and butter of my business. And all the stuff that comes in from radio or TV or the other stuff, I end up just for whatever reason, the people you click with, you click with. And yeah. I don't want to work with somebody I don't click with. I really don't.
I agree. Yeah.
It's tough. So, and you know, in this business, it's especially when the inventory was low, it's just very, very cutthroat.
Yes.
And, you know, you're dealing with a lot of ding-a-lings and you're dealing with people. So now I'll get emails about that. So, but it's just the way that it is. And I don't. You get people that are kind of power tripping, and it's like, look, are you not in here to serve your client's best interests? It's like, get off my back. Let's work together. If more things were done in like a team-like environment, I think it would be to everyone's benefit.
Yeah.
Break, you know, if we weren't such a litigious society, so much litigation that goes on. You know, everybody's so afraid. It's like, did you disclose? Yes, you disclosed. But there is a lot of litigation that goes out. And you're working for Five Star Escrow.
Correct.
Five Star Escrow is a title sponsor of our show, one of them. And we use them on all our escrows. And we love you guys over there. And
we love you guys.
You guys do a great job. And that's what's important. Because anybody that you work with that comes to us, if we refer them to you or refer them to Lawyers Title, we have Leslie Pierce over there, or whoever the people are, then we just, you know, they're a reflection of you.
Yeah.
So, like, if the ball drops, You get it.
And like you said, you want to work with good people. And I was just thinking to myself, at Five Star Escrow, we're all really best friends. We really are. We go out together, have a good time, go to lunch. And I love it. I love going to work because we all get along.
Right.
It's just awesome. That's what's and it so makes amazing. A team. It makes it five stars.
That's
right. I like that. You got your little pitch in there. We're going to go to break. But when we come back from break, we will have a few more things to talk about. And these Wednesdays just go so fast. But I want to talk to you and catch up with you on some pop culture stuff. So hang in there, and we'll be right back. Ow! Oh, I did it. Wait. They keep playing that because I know they're going to be like an ow. Reminds me of being like 18 or 19. Well, this is Brian Garrity on the Big Daddy Radio Hour. You're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Today we had the lovely Maricel Patton from Real Housewives of Miami on. I just really feel she's such a cool, neat lady, gal, beautiful. Like our Lindsay here, Lindsay Chilson from Five Star Escrow. So, and Wes Shaw, RPM Mortgage, is here.
Hello.
And we are missing somebody today, and that's Dr. Angie. And she will be back with us hopefully next week, but she's out this week. But so she missed our call to Maricel. I know, that's a bummer. But Lindsay was here.
Woo!
And, you know, I'm like you when it's. I like, you have a really good attitude about things, and that's going to serve you well, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You just be out there, because the people are cutthroat. When it
yes.
I mean, it's hard, like getting a little, you know, you trying to get the relationships moved over, starting new relationships.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Rejection.
It's a lot of it. There's
a lot of it.
I mean,
some people don't even take my business card. No, thanks. I'm like, really? Just taking a throwaway when I walk away?
Yeah, humor me.
Are you trying to be green?
Yes.
But isn't that rude?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I think that's rude. That's almost like a slap in your face.
Yeah, I think so,
even if they're going to not use you, even if they're going to throw the business card away, number one, how dare they? Well, publicly scathe them. No. But, I mean, for them to do that, see, we talk about people and how you treat others, and this show is really about kindness and being authentic.
And paying it forward.
Absolutely.
Paying it forward, 100%. Making sure that when you list your house, you do so with me.
That's right.
And then close escrow with me.
You took it out of my words
and
out of my mouth.
And get your financing with me.
And there you go. I mean, we've got you hooked up on the real estate end. So that's why it's this 1 to 2 hour. We want to have some lightness, some
Absolutely.
Fun, you know. But we were talking about the other housewives that are going on concurrently. So Beverly Hills is on right now. Atlanta's on right now. We all are in kind of agreement. We've all watched Beverly Hills. See, Miami is one of my favorite. I don't know. There's some people that
I think it's on later. People are in bed. Maybe they don't have TiVo.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Because if you've missed it, get on Hulu or Hulu
Plus. Yes, you've got to watch it. Miami.
Watch the whole season. Well, those girls will get down. And St. Maricel, well, you will fall in love with her if you haven't. And Mama Else is great, too. The Beverly Hills franchise is back on. I don't know about the new gal, the witch one, Carlton.
She's kind of scary. I wouldn't cross her.
Right?
No.
She's dead. She's done black magic.
I know.
I mean, I don't know if that's real or not, but I don't want to find out.
No.
Because I believe in all that other. We've had some things with like seers or psychics. Like, I am a firm believer now in that arena. So when you have someone saying that they practice, she used to practice black magic. I do. She does have a potty mouth, which I kind of think is funny. But like when she was talking to her 2-year-old, did
oh
you
my
see
gosh,
that one?
Yes.
And he said, "Am I?" And dropped the word in, and it starts with an F. Am I this something? And she was like, "No, you're this something." And I was like, "Well, I guess if you want to engage them in the real world, indoctrinate them quickly." I have no idea. But I don't know. What do you think? I don't like
I just wonder who she's going to fit in with. You know, they always are a clicky. Like,
right.
They always have a little group.
They
I don't see where
surfaces.
She's going to fit in with.
I don't either. Yolanda is, I mean, right now it looks like, what, Yolanda, maybe Brandy.
Maybe.
I can't tell.
It's probably Brandy.
And it's got to be so daunting to just come into a new group like that with women who've already filmed and been together, and they're all, you know, clicky, and then here you are, the new girl coming in, you know, trying to fit in and see, and especially for her with her personality and being... It's a new element to the show, you know, the way that she is. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
And the other gal, what is her name? The pageant gal. I'm sorry.
Her hair. Girl. I want her hair. Oh.
You like her hair? Well, you have great hair.
Her hair is just gorgeous, though.
But she does have that pageant factor. I think that rubs me like it's kind of bugs. I don't know. She might be really sweet. See, I don't want to be. I haven't seen her do anything to make me think otherwise, but that Carlton, I think she got cast more for, she's just so out there, that house she lives in, that gothic.
Yeah.
Playing the other side of the card, kind of, with the other gals, maybe, because, you know, they want to get the, they want to make
it
interesting.
Well, basically, they had Brandy, with his, you know, she likes to drop her.
Say it as it is, Brandy.
Yeah, she doesn't hold back. She was totally screwed over by her husband, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about, like, publicly having, like, your little boys see that in a magazine. Daddy's there with another woman on a beach, arm in arm. That's got to scar
Who's
the kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I think she's a little scarred, but...
Yeah, you know, which... brings the vicious out of her a lot.
Totally. And she's vicious.
She is.
She doesn't hold back,
she
sister.
She drops F-bombs. No,
oh,
she
yeah,
doesn't.
No. We would need to be on satellite radio if we had Brandy on.
Yes.
Adam's running the board. He's agreeing. Adam gets it. I know. I've had to learn. And Adam's awesome. I love when he's here. It's always like A+. So, but I don't think she'd be able to help herself. But isn't there like a delay on the terrestrial radio? Oh, okay. So, you know, if we get her on, just kind of prep her ahead of time. Because I don't think she'd hold back.
No.
Yeah, anyways. But
we should bring her on and talk to her more about herself and get a good feeling for it.
Right.
Because all we see on the show is F this, F that.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. And with the new one now, too. I don't know about this witchcraft thing. What do you think?
I don't.
Do you believe in it?
I mean, when I was little, I think my best friend and I, we played witchcraft. We didn't know what the heck we were doing, so I don't really believe it.
Or the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy
stuff. The
Ouija
board. We light candle. Yeah, I don't.
Somebody was always pushing the board.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry,
I think I did.
I know. No. Totally.
Right.
Someone like, what's a Ouija board? For those of you who don't know, look it up in Wikipedia. Online today. Yeah. Ouijaboard.com.
Google.
But if you Google it, it's not the way it sounds either. I think it's like I don't even know how to spell it. I could look it up, I guess. But Ouija board, witchcraft, we'll have to see. I think Kyle, though, on that show always plays the victim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
She's very good at playing the victim. I think, man, the cameras go off and she'll slice you up big time. I don't think she'd have a problem with it. But going about with the marriage, I think that's, you know, did you see that?
Where Lisa came in and was making a joke about,
I thought it was hilarious.
About the young, now I know who the younger woman is because Mauricio came in with their daughter. And I thought that was totally hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
Just,
I laughed.
No.
It's not okay, like, Lisa. I was like, calm down.
Oh, yeah, I know. All intense. Too.
Yes.
I will say the one thing about her is I really liked her style. And now she has her own store with, I think, the designer that did her clothes. She was always well put together. But, man, the more the seasons go on with her, the less there's not a dislike, but it's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa Vanderpump is hilarious.
Anyone messes with her, don't mess with my Lisa Vanderpump.
I think if you mess with her, you better watch out.
Yes.
So what did you think about the fainting then when dancing with the stars?
I believed it. I really think... She has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that Dancing with the Stars by itself is all 16 hours a day.
Brutal.
Everyone is tiny after they leave that show.
I know. It is
a good diet. It's a good diet, right? That's for
Brian
sure.
And I would watch the Wendy Williams show, and she would come back on her show from Dancing with the Stars and just be like, I've got to take off my shoes, and she'd have ice and stuff, and she'd just be all tore up from the floor up from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Does she still have a show?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay.
It's at night, I think.
Yeah, I think they moved the time slot. So,
yeah, we gotta
so
get, yeah.
Later.
We're going to get more people on there. Tamara and Eddie from the Orange County Housewives, they've been very sweet in writing back and saying, like, we want to do the show. It's just been completely crazy. So, do know they're going to be back on our show. I need to follow up as well with them. But they've been really, they're very kind people. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't judge the book by the cover or / editing in this
case.
Right.
Because a lot of these people get on the show not by happenstance.
Right.
I mean, they get on there and they all of a sudden start almost like they edit it so that whatever part of their personality really starts to come out. And sometimes it's wrong because you're not seeing the whole person. You might just be seeing one facet.
Yeah.
Like the feud between Leah and Marisol, they're making Marisol out to be like Leah said when she was on the couch, oh, she'd do anything for attention. I was like, I think that's a pot calling the kettle black.
You know what would be interesting is to see who the listeners would like to have on the show and learn more about on the show. Like if we did a little contest, like
go to
BigDaddyRadio.com and submit your request for the housewife that you'd like to have on the show. And then we'll have Brian go and connect with them and bring them on. And why don't we do like a little raffle? So anybody who sends in a name,
we'll
put it into a raffle
and
pull out somebody who sent in a name, and we'll send out a gift card to somewhere special for
I know
them.
Mine.
But Marisol and Tamara are already friends of the show, so they're already a given. Nobody can say anything about Marisol or Tamara. They're my queen. So we can see who the listeners are. And Marisol said she'll come back on, and just like Tamara and Eddie are coming back on. They're cute together, Tamara and Eddie. From the OC.
Yes.
I think so. And I think their fitness. I saw a picture of her recently. And she already looked amazing. But, I mean, she looks crazy amazing. Yeah, Cut.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the fitness company. It's Cut Fitness. That's the name of her studios. But they're doing all this other kind of workout-related stuff, which we talk about on this show. And I want to definitely, when we connect with them again, we'll find out what kind of programs they're offering. Because... yeah, totally Cut. Are you kidding? Crazy Cut.
She looks good.
But going back to the Beverly Hills franchise, now that that's on and up and running, now, do you watch Atlanta?
I do. I think I missed the last episode.
We have two. I have two, so I'd be bad. I saw the first one. I think I might be two behind. I saw the first two. They brought that Porsche one back.
That darn day job just gets in the way.
I know. That's well, hey, priorities. Got to pay the bills. But
that's right.
What is the, Porsche, the one that has the
that went through the divorce with that husband.
That was kind of sad.
Yeah, definitely sad.
Just all of a sudden your husband
to find out you're getting a divorce over, what, Twitter or something?
Yeah.
Like he tweeted it. Yeah, he tweeted it out to everybody, and that's how she found out, was on Twitter.
Ah.
Not even from him.
Terrible.
I wondered what happened on that. And then you've got Nene.
You got her mom saying, he's just the wrong damn one.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. No, you can say that on here. But and you have Nene, who's just larger than life.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got rid of Kim, which I think that's because
she's
was
too busy making babies.
She's
like pregnant
baby
with twins.
Holy
she's pregnant
smokes.
With twins right now.
Oh,
that
my
thing,
God.
She is a machine when it comes to knocking babies out. You know, it makes me feel bad for some of those gals that, you know, friends, we've talked about this on the show in the past, like, it seems like how many women have trouble getting pregnant nowadays.
Oh,
yeah.
It's horrible.
It is sad, totally.
On the topic of babies, I'd love to give a shout out to my new baby niece that was born this past Wednesday. And my brother Bart and his wife Christina. Shout out to them. And my new baby niece is so adorable.
So cute.
Ellie Mae.
Shameless
love
plug,
her.
But that's okay.
Love
I do
her.
It all the time. That's fine. But yeah, they are cute. But now we forgot what we're talking about.
Well, baby's popping out like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Don't drink the water.
And the IVF.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't had a problem.
No.
But tell that that baby came, they got to the hospital, and it was delivered 6 minutes after.
My niece, no epidural, nothing.
Six
Barely
six
made
minutes.
It to the hospital.
She was in the car screaming. I'm just like, Could you feel it coming out? Oh, my God. You know, I'm just in such wonderment by the whole thing. Like, what the heck?
But have a baby on the side of the 78 freeway. Why don't they?
But
I mean,
no,
they barely made it there. Yeah.
Like the gals in New York City that end up having him in a cab or something like that.
Oh, traffic? Huh.
So
that's just
got to
be all.
Some planning there.
I hate to be the auto detailer after that. That's got to be all kind of messy.
I don't know what the true story is on them getting there. I guess she just was going to take a bath and just...
It happened.
All of a sudden, here she comes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, life is really crazy.
Yeah.
But it's exciting to, you know, have that wonderment and that joy back in. So, anyways, we are going to have to sign off for the day. And we want you to know that Big Daddy Radio is here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And we're sending you lots of love. Thanks to Marisol Patton from The Real Housewives of Miami. It was amazing. And thanks to Adam and Lindsay for being here.
Thank you.
See you guys. Actually, next week's Thanksgiving, we're going to replay this show. And then we'll see you on December 5th with Marcy Bear about Covered California. Take care. Student Loan Debt.